What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 72 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We're your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today, for this Nutrition Wednesday, we're going to be discussing a pretty fun topic. Should be a pretty quick episode overall. Our go-to takeout places slash orders.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're on the run. You got to do what you got to do. But this doesn't have to, you know, bring you farther away from your goals. The reality is that there's, you know, good options at pretty much every single restaurant.
Yeah. And, you know, like she said, sometimes you're on the run. Maybe you're a soccer mom and you have your kids have a soccer tournament that's going all day and you need to, you know, order somewhere, stop by somewhere to pick up food. Or you're a busy college student and you don't always have time to make food, or you don't have stuff to make food on campus. So, but there's a Chick-fil-A or whatever on your campus that you can go get food from. Things like that. There are situations where you need to get these foods, but I like to preface everything with you need to plan. Plan, yes. Plan. If you don't plan, no. Us telling you that these are our go-to orders doesn't mean that we're just driving down the road and we're like, hey, you want to go get some Chipotle? No. We know, okay, we're going to be really busy tomorrow. Let's see what food places are in the area that we can go get that we know is clean. And then we track those. We track our order ahead of time and make sure we hit our macros for the day.
Yeah, exactly. Planning is really the key to everything. Making sure that you have a plan in advance for exactly what you're going to do, because there's nothing wrong with, you know, going out to eat every once in a while. As long as you plan for it, it really doesn't even have to throw you off track at all.
Yeah, like we give our clients typically a free meal a week, but a lot of them will eat out more than that. It's just that they track their food, track their macros. They still hit their macros accurately. So then, hey, it doesn't count as a free meal. They're still on track for their goals.
Yeah, of course, making your own food as much as possible is going to be the best option, because the reality is that when you're buying, even if these places are on MyFitnessPal and you can track them, it's never going to be exact because, mm-hmm. you know, when you're at Chipotle, they're just using a spoon. They're not weighing out your food. And same thing for really any other restaurant. It's all going to be an estimation at the end of the day. So if you do have the access to be able to cook and weigh your own food, that's going to be your best bet. And this should not be done when you're on competition prep. But if you're just a lifestyle client, you know, tracking your macros, there's going to be no problem with this.
Yes, comp prep, you need consistency. There's really no way around it. So getting into it here, some of our favorite food places. First one, super basic. I think this is the one that most people will go for, Chipotle.
Yes, Chipotle is so great. It's one of our favorite travel hacks when we're traveling, because it can be really hard when you're traveling to be able to get in those micronutrients, that fiber, that protein. But when you go there and you can just get a bowl, double up on the chicken, get some nice pinto beans, vegetables, you can really load it with a lot of protein, fiber, micronutrients, and typically it sits pretty well too.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as it's not a wonky restaurant. We've had a few that, you know, ended up fucking us up, but we just went to New York and got Chipotle while we were there and it was completely fine. So just make sure the health scores of the Chipotle you go to are at least decent.
Yeah, if you do a lot of spice, it can be known to cause some digestive issues. So stay away from loading it with every single salsa. Stick to pretty basic things if you know that you have a more sensitive stomach.
Absolutely. Lauren, what's your go-to Chipotle bowl?
Literally all I normally get is pinto beans, chicken, and rice. I'm plain. I like to keep it safe, and I don't like spice either. The chicken is already spicy enough for me there, so I like to keep it pretty simple.
Awesome. My go-to order would be sometimes I'll get a burrito depending if I'm, you know, growing, if my carbs are really high. So sometimes I'll get a tortilla, and then it would be white rice, double chicken. I recently started getting pinto beans just because if I have enough stuff in there, I can eat them. But I actually hate beans, but I just won't taste them because I have so much stuff in there. I'll get fajita veggies. I'll get lettuce. Sometimes I'll get a salsa depending on how I'm feeling. I'll always get corn as well, really loading up on veggies and protein, really trying to get that fiber and protein as much as I can in that meal.
All right, next place, Chick-fil-A. I'm a huge Chick-fil-A fan. I fucking love Chick-fil-A. And they really have so many great options there with all, you know, the grilled chicken options. They have the grilled chicken sandwich. You can just buy grilled chicken nuggets in different increments. You can buy, they have chicken noodle soup. They have salad. They have chicken salad. They have so many good options there. Chicken wraps.
And they have zero calorie lemonade.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so good. Their diet lemonade is like one of my favorite thing ever. It's not actually zero calories. It's like 20 carbs or something like that. It's pretty low calorie, but it's so delicious.
It's 20 carbs for a massive, massive amount of it.
Yeah, it's delicious. What would you say your go-to order is at Chick-fil-A?
My go-to Chick-fil-A order would be, I would say it's just going to be a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it so much depends if I'm in prep or off-season. If I'm in off-season, I'll really just get whatever I want. Chicken sandwich is fire. And honestly, great macros, even if you are dieting. But if I'm in prep, I'll probably keep it simple with something like grilled chicken nuggets.
Yeah, if you get grilled chicken nuggets, it's literally just grilled chicken. It is so fucking simple. Like, you cannot mess it up at all. Like, you cannot mess up that bad with just grilled nuggets.
Yeah. All right, next door, Starbucks. Starbucks is typically a pretty great option because their food is very trackable. And, of course, you can get a coffee along with it. Again, it just so heavily depends if I'm off season or in season. Off season, love their pumpkin bread. It is so good. Some easy calories. In season, their egg white bites are so delicious.
Yes, and they also have spinach egg white wraps as well, which are great. Egg whites are straight protein. Spinach is not going to have any calories, essentially. So it's just super, super low calorie. A good snack when you're on the road to try to get in some protein. Probably not going to be a full meal for you, but this will at least help you get in some protein.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next one, Panda Express.
Everything. So good. So much shit's good here.
So good.
Yeah, white rice. You can get chicken teriyaki. I would say just don't get any of the breaded chickens is going to be the biggest thing here. A lot of times they'll have some special chickens as well. Like, I know I went before and there was a blackened chicken that was their lowest calorie chicken they had there. Just any sort of grilled chicken with a sauce on it is typically going to be a good choice with white rice.
Yeah, a lot of the time they'll let you just order the grilled chicken and you can get sauce on the side or not get sauce on the side, so you can actually, weigh it or do what you need to do with it. But they typically have some very healthy options there. Yeah, as he said, the chickens that are not breaded or fried are going to be your best bet. And keeping it simple with the white or brown rice rather than the fried rice, because realistically, you don't know how much oil they're using, things like that. So keeping it as simple as possible is going to be your best bet.
And the portions are huge at Panda Express, so it's a really good bang for your buck as well, where you're going to be getting a lot of food, and it's actually going to fill you up.
All right, next up, any sushi places. Typically going to be a really good dieting option. I love veggie rolls. My favorite veggie rolls ever are actually from Kroger. A lot of places don't have Kroger. I know they're in Texas, but they're not here. Kroger sushi rolls are so good, though.
Oh, yeah. Kroger sushi rolls are bomb. Really, any sushi is going to be so low calorie because it's just rice, veggies, and then a fish. And fish is super, super lean. You can also just get, if you want super low calorie, get a fucking veggie roll. That thing's like nothing. Like, a veggie roll is like, what, like 40 calories?
Like 200 calories.
200 calories. Like, it's just not a lot. It's just straight carbs, so really, really not bad, a bad choice at all. That's why sushi's typically most people's refeed options.
Yes, for sure. All right, next up, Subway.
Subway is similar to Chipotle, where you can build your food, so you can really try to make a more healthy option for sure. They have grilled chicken options. You can get wraps. You can get whole wheat, whole grain, so you can really make sure to try to get in some fiber as well. And they have a ton of veggie options. They might have even more veggie options than Chipotle. Like, give them credit where credit's due.
Yeah, Subway, I wouldn't say we eat here often. I couldn't tell you the last time I ate at a Subway, but I actually used to love Subway. I would just get it sounds super weird, but I'd get egg white sandwiches with some meat on it. It would just be so much protein, and you can really customize it. As I said, you can get the flatbread, and it's very trackable as well.
Yeah, everything in Subway, that's the thing, is standardized pre-portioned sizes for a lot of their things. Like, their breads are all already made pre-portioned. Their sauces are they squeeze it and it stops at a certain point, so it's pretty consistent. So definitely Subway's a great option for sure.
Yes.
And last, we have, if you want to get some Thai food, we don't typically get Thai food, but they offer things like summer rolls, and summer rolls are literally just vegetables. It's just vegetables in a thin papery roll thing that's no calories. So
yeah, they're actually really good if you have some soy sauce with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Soy sauce, low calorie as well. And traditionally, a lot of your more Asian food choices are going to be cleaner than the Western food. If you are just opting to go eat somewhere, Asian's going to be your best bet for sure. But
yeah,
we always want to reemphasize, guys, You can really go to whatever food place you want as long as you plan ahead and track for your food ahead of time. That's the biggest thing, guys. Yes, these are our go-to options because they're typically going to be the easiest to help you hit your macros accurately, but it doesn't mean that these are the only ones you need to go to. You can go to whatever you want as long as you plan ahead.
Yes, 100%. All right, you guys have a great day.
Awesome. Peace.